Well, Mr. Mayor, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me. My first question is, why is Mr. Hershey not on this letter?
At the city council meeting on Thursday, the letter was brought forward primarily by myself and Chillicothe, Mayor Pro Tem, in collaboration with our city attorney. And it was essentially the content is, do you want to encourage the county commissioners to help fund small businesses, primarily businesses that have been so disproportionately impacted by this level red, restaurants, gyms, etc.? Really what it is, it's a rescue package, similar to what we have done in Glenwood Springs. And we've been hearing from businesses, primarily restaurants, that they're hurting. They're dying and they're going to be closing. And we've done several rounds of direct aid and funding to these restaurants and other small businesses. And, you know, we've heard from a lot of constituents that they need the county to help. The state has Senate Bill 1, which has contributed $37 million. Federal government with PPP loans in the original package, employment extension benefits. And then just this morning, another $900 billion. And really the only entity not in that conversation has been the county, and restaurants are asking us what they can do to find some help at the county level. So that was the genesis of our quest to ask the commissioners if they would hear our plea on behalf of our businesses in Glenwood Springs and furthermore from the entire county. When we presented that to your original question, Councilor Hershey asked specifically that his name not be included. He said he did not want to upset the commissioners with this request and that he didn't want to poke the bear.
Those were his words.
Yes.
The Garfield County commissioners have several letters from businesses encouraging them to stick with the orange restrictions and stand up to the state, that sort of thing. And now you're saying that you're hearing from businesses in Glenwood, I'm assuming, that they really need help from the county. Can you talk about how many businesses you've heard from and which ones?
I don't want to publicly put any business name or individual out there, you know, by identifying what business it is. So, you know, forgive me for being a little bit vague on that, but I think if they wanted themselves identified, they would have spoke directly to the commissioners. I would say, though, I've heard from probably three or four businesses myself, and I know other counselors have heard from businesses. And I think it's more just the support that has come from every other level of government, but has not yet come from the county. And so I had asked the commissioners, I think, oh, 2 or 3 weeks ago, if they would consider doing something similar to what Glenwood Springs has done. We've done two rounds of direct funding towards businesses. We've put in hundreds of thousands of dollars for heat lamps, igloos, expanded the downtown drinking area, changed ordinances, really whatever we can do to get these businesses through the winter. And it's not any fault of their own. It's, you know, this is, you know, a pandemic. This is where government needs to step in when they can. And, you know, quite honestly, I think we've, you know, have seen that the county has the ability to help them financially. And this is not just businesses and owners of businesses. It's their employees. It's their managers. It's the frontline people that right now, a lot of them have laid off staff because the ones that are following the state law have elected to not be open for indoor dining, which basically eliminates all their wait staff.
Garfield County Commission Chair John Martin has said the government can't save businesses. What you're saying is that some businesses are saying that local government needs to step in. What would you say to John Martin's comment?
Oh, you know, and I don't want to get into a back and forth with an individual county commissioner, but I absolutely think government has a role to play in helping to support the economic vitality of their region. I think that the county has a 1 cent. They get 1% or 1 cent of every sales tax dollar that comes through any restaurant. And so having those businesses survive and thrive is going to be important for our tax base, for being able to support things like the sheriff's department, like public health, road and bridge, all of those things comes from partially sales tax. So if we have a smaller base of sales tax, it's going to be very detrimental to the county being able to recover sales tax to be able to afford to do some of those things. And, you know, I also know that, you know, the comment I think Commissioner Janikowski made a couple of weeks ago is businesses are looking for a hand up, not a handout. And I don't think those two things are mutually exclusive. We can have a social safety net for small mom and pop businesses to help them out in these unprecedented times and their employees and the employees' families, while at the same time being able to put things in place to help them help themselves. So I think that absolutely government has a role to be able to help bridge that gap between absolute failure for something that is not these businesses' fault. And, you know, this isn't small businesses doing a bad job and, you know, us supporting poor business practices. This is trying to get through the winter because we have a vaccine. And at some point, hopefully the next 6 months, our economy will be open back up, and we need those businesses in place to take advantage of it.
In this letter to the commissioners, all of you say that Glenwood Springs has invested more than $700,000 over the course of the pandemic to help small businesses. Can you go into a little bit more detail about where this $700,000 went?
Sure. So I believe the first round was in May that we sent just basically checks out to small businesses. Now, these aren't, you know, your big box stores, but these were all Glenwood Springs small businesses. That, I believe, the first round was about $400,000. We've put in about another $150,000 the last couple months ordering the igloos. I believe we've had over 100 propane heaters in and around downtown and in other places that's available. We've also given a $6,000 per business grant for additional weatherization. So if businesses wanted to or had purchased an igloo on their own, an outdoor tent with two sides open, their own heaters, they could get those costs reimbursed by the city. In addition, we have just committed in the last couple of weeks $116,000 from the city and another $50,000 from the Downtown Development Authority. It's a branch of the city's taxing authority. So we have $166,000 of grants that are going to be going out in the next week for businesses in Glenwood Springs that are complying with state law and that have local ownership. So not Chili's, not, you know, Come and Go, not, you know, Starbucks, but these are, you know, the local restaurants. And we're hoping to get, you know, $6,000-$7,000 checks into people's hands, again, as long as they're complying with the state law.
The Garfield County Democrats' letter to the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent editor states that they would like to see Garfield County commissioners work with local municipalities to come up with some solutions to what's going on with families and businesses. What kind of collaboration would you like to see with the Garfield County commissioners and the city of Glenwood Springs?
One is engaging in a conversation on what's needed, what's the best way to deploy public funds, what's available, and how can we best leverage those funds. And what I would love is for the commissioners to take a leadership role. I would have loved for them at the beginning of this pandemic to say, hey, municipalities, whatever you do for small businesses, we'll match you dollar for dollar because we have as vested of an interest in keeping your restaurants, your gyms, hotels, and honestly just small areas of industry up and going and productive. And so that's what I would love to see. I'd love the commissioners to be able to put $700,000 and just match us. I would love to see the commissioners apply this countywide and go through SILT and Rifle and Parachute and say, okay, businesses, whether you're open or closed or whatever, we're going to help give you a lifeline. I think a commitment like what Eagle County has done for their small businesses of $3 million, certainly Garfield County, with the reserves they have, can support that.